Welcome, wonderful listeners, to 12 Hop Flop, where I, Floppy, your earnest host with an appetite for creativity, am here to share some fresh, crunchy thoughts straight from the burrow. Today's chosen veggie for thought is none other than the carrot of creativity, a delectable topic encouraging creative expression in all its glorious forms. Just like in The Warren, creativity is all about burrowing into new tunnels and exploring different warrens of wonder. It's thinking outside the hutch and finding ingenious ways to approach life, love, the universe, and everything in between. Now, you might be asking, what does a rabbit know about human creativity? Well, my furry-footed friends and I are constantly creating. We design intricate tunnels, craft comfortable nests, and even devise clever ways to outwit the mysterious contraptions you humans call hop-proof garden fences. Creativity is not just about a masterful piece of art or a beautifully composed sonnet. It's about expressing oneself in ways that feel most natural and fulfilling. Sometimes, it's about taking an idea to the playpen and romping around with it joyously like a young bunny on a sunny day. Imagine that every idea is like a fresh carrot, tempting and full of potential. It's up to you to grab hold of it and take a bite. Let me hop on this idea and tell you, humans might not frolic in fields or enjoy a good dig, but you do have expansive minds capacitated to create. The trick is to let your instincts guide you. If something sparks your interest, nibble at it, turn it over, and play with it until it blossoms into a full-blown project or piece of art. It's okay to be afraid, to feel unsure if your carrot will grow into something spectacular or not. Remember, in the meadow of creativity, every seedling has the chance to become a lush plant, given the right nourishment and time. My bondmate, 8-Bit, for instance, she absolutely loves to express her creativity differently. She arranges her straw into mandalas, hops circles around her stuffed toys in some sort of interpretive dance. And if a bun like her can find joy in these simple pleasures, imagine what you can do with your hands, your voice, your imagination. Moreover, your warren, I mean your community, is full of other rabbits, I mean people, who have abilities and ideas that you might never have imagined. Collaborate with them, share your carrots, and see what new recipes for creativity you can cook up together. Even if one bunny decides to colour outside the lines or interprets a dance move in an entirely unexpected way, that's the beauty of creativity. It welcomes all sorts of expressions. And don't ever forget to be kind to yourself on your creative journey. If you don't dig your first tunnel the right way, don't fret. Learn from it, adapt, and try again. Your creative muscles will grow stronger with each attempt, each nibble, each hop. As for feeding your creative bunny, don't starve it. Feed it books, music, nature, friendship, and challenges. Let it out for regular runs in the fields of your mind, for an idle bunny can never discover the joys of crunching on a carrot of success. Now, dear humans, as we near the end of today's podcast, I want to remind you to never let go of that carrot, but let your curiosity lead you through the garden of possibilities. And remember, every tiny doodle, every little tune hummed in the shower, and every story spun from the threads of your day, they all matter. They're all part of the endless expanse of human innovation, the mosaic that tells the tale of who you are. So keep creating, keep expressing, and most obviously, keep hopping towards that horizon of imagination. If you enjoyed hopping along this creative trail with me, consider subscribing to 12 Hop Flop for more rabbit-wise musings and stories. Your reviews and comments are like tasty lettuce leaves that keep me energised for our next adventure. Thank you for flopping by, thank you for listening, and may you always have a carrot of creativity within your reach. Until the next time, friends, hop on and create.